VOA Afrique, dites-le à un ami. Ici Michelle Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique, heureuse de vous retrouver pour cette 18e leçon d'anglais English USA. Au cours de la prochaine leçon English USA, Martin Lerner va voir une famille de fermiers et parler des différents membres de la famille. Aujourd'hui, vous apprendrez à poser des questions sur la famille de quelqu'un et à répondre à des questions sur votre propre famille. English USA vous parvient en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michelle Joseph. Voici la famille. Your parents, vos parents. Your father, votre père. Your mother, votre mère. Your wife, votre femme. Your husband, votre mari. My husband, mon mari. My wife, ma femme. Your brothers and sisters, vos frères et sœurs. Children, des enfants. We have two children, a boy and a girl. Nous avons deux enfants, un garçon et une fille. Recommençons rapidement. Your parents, vos parents. Your father, votre père. Your mother, votre mère. Your husband, votre mari. Your wife, votre femme. Your brothers and sisters, vos frères et sœurs. Your children, vos enfants. We have two children, a boy and a girl. Nous avons deux enfants, un garçon et une fille.
Let's sit here, Mr. Lerner.
Please, call me Martin. May I ask some questions?
Of course.
Do you have a family?
Yes, I have a husband.
What is your husband's name?
Eric.
Eric, that's right. We've met. Do you have children?
Yes, we have two children.
Are they boys or girls?
We have one boy and one girl.
Wonderful. You have a son and a daughter. Are your mother and father living?
Yes, they are.
Do they live here?
No, they don't. They live in town.
Do you have a large farm?
Oh, yes. It's a very large farm.
And you have a very large house.
It's a wonderful house. The house is old. Here's Eric.
Hello, Martin.
That's right.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
We're talking about families.
I have a large family.
Are your parents living?
My mother is living. My father isn't living.
Where does your mother live?
She lives in California.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have three brothers and two sisters.
Where do they live?
Two brothers live in town. One lives on a farm.
What do they do? One is a farmer?
That's right. Two brothers have businesses in town.
Lisa, do you have brothers and sisters?
I have a sister.
Where does she live?
She lives in Texas.
Is she married?
No, she isn't.
What does she do?
She's in the army.
Are your sisters married, Eric?
One sister lives in Montana. She's married to a rancher. One lives in California. My mother lives with this sister.
What does this sister do?
She has a business.
She's a photographer.
That's interesting.
On aime bien apprendre des détails sur la famille de quelqu'un. Écoutez bien ses questions et ses réponses à propos d'une famille. On peut répondre par « yes », « oui » ou par « no », « non ». Et en répétant le mot d'interrogation « do ». Par exemple, « Do you have a family ?»« Yes, I do ». No, I don't. Écoutez bien le dialogue.
Do you have a family?
Yes, I do.
Do you have children?
Yes, we do.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yes, I do.
Are your parents living?
Yes, they are.
Pouvez-vous répondre à ces questions vous concernant et concernant votre famille? Par exemple, do you have a family? Est-ce que vous avez une famille? Do you have children? Est-ce que vous avez des enfants? Do you have brothers and sisters? Est-ce que vous avez des frères et des sœurs? Are your parents living? Est-ce que vos parents sont en vie? Vos parents sont-ils vivants?
Do you have a family? Do you have children? Do you have brothers and sisters? Are your parents living?
Durant cette petite révision, vous allez apprendre à répondre à des questions pratiques et ordinaires concernant la famille. Première question. Do you have a family? Avez-vous une famille? Vous pouvez répondre Yes, I do. À ce moment-là, on peut continuer et vous demander un peu plus de détails. Do you have a large family? Avez-vous une grande famille? Présentation de famille. Voilà, vous êtes là avec votre famille, vous rencontrez quelqu'un et vous allez présenter votre famille. This is my family. This is my mother. This is my father. This is my wife. Ou bien, this is my husband. This is my son. This is my daughter. These are my children. This is my brother. This is my sister. These are my brothers and sisters. This is my grandfather. This is my grandmother. This is my uncle. This is my aunt. Reprenons très rapidement. This is my family. This is my mother. This is my father. This is my husband. This is my son. This is my daughter. These are my children. This is my brother. This is my sister. These are my brothers and sisters. This is my grandfather. This is my grandmother. This is my uncle. Prochaine question. Are you married? Are you married? Question à laquelle vous pouvez répondre Yes, I am. Ou bien No, I am not. Are you married? Yes, I'm married. Do you have children? Avez-vous des enfants? Yes, I have a child. Pour un seul enfant, ou bien Yes, I have two children, three children, four children, etc. Si vous avez plus de quatre enfants. En ce qui concerne le sexe de l'enfant, Do you have a boy or do you have a girl? À vous d'expliquer. I have a girl and a boy. J'ai une fille et un garçon. Ou, si c'est un autre cas, vous énumérez. I have two girls and three boys, par exemple. Sisters and brothers, les sœurs et frères. Do you have sisters and brothers? Avez-vous des frères et sœurs? Yes, I do. I have a brother and two sisters. Ça, c'est ma réponse. À vous maintenant de répondre. Do you have sisters and brothers? Allez-y. Autre membre de la famille. Grandfather, grand-père. Grandmother, grand-mère. Do you have grandparents? Avez-vous des grands-parents? Yes, I have a grandmother and two grandfathers. Et voilà pour la famille. The family, la famille. Parents, husband, wife, child, son, daughter. I have a boy. I have a son. J'ai un garçon, j'ai un fils. I have a son. I have a girl. J'ai une fille. I have a daughter. J'ai une fille. Ici Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique. Vous venez d'écouter la première partie de la 18e leçon d'anglais English USA. Vous avez appris comment on répond aux questions concernant votre famille. Et dans quelques instants, dans la seconde partie, Martin parlera aux enfants de Lisa et Derek. Je vous rappelle que English USA est une émission qui vous parvient en direct de Washington. Pour mieux profiter de ces leçons, nous vous conseillons de les enregistrer sur cassette, s'il est possible, et sinon de répéter tout au long de la leçon. Vous pourrez ainsi vous rappeler beaucoup plus facilement des expressions. « Ici Michel Joseph. Encore une fois, nous nous retrouvons avec Martin Lerner, une famille de fermiers qui parle de leur ferme et de leur famille. Vous apprendrez à répondre à des questions concernant ces membres de la famille et où ils habitent. Faisons un peu connaissance.
Here are the children now.
This is Max and this is Meg.
Hi, Max. Hi, Meg.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm Martin. How old are you, Max?
I'm 15.
Are you in high school?
Yes, I'm in 10th grade.
Where is your school?
It's in town.
How old are you, Meg?
11.
Where is your school?
I don't know.
It's in the country?
That's right.
Meg, can I ask some more questions?
Okay.
I want to ask some questions about your family. Do you have uncles?
Yes, 3.
Where do they live?
2 live in town. 1 lives over there. See that road? Over there.
Max, do you have grandmothers and grandfathers?
Yes, 2 grandmothers are living and 1 grandfather is living.
Where does your grandfather live?
He lives in town now. He lived here.
What did he do?
He was a farmer.
This was his farm.
Meg, where do your grandmothers live?
1 lives in town, 1 lives in California.
Pouvez-vous répondre à ces questions sur la famille de Lisa? Faites de votre mieux. Rappelez-vous, Lisa a un mari et 2 enfants.
Does Lisa have a family? Does Lisa have a husband? What does Lisa's husband do? What did Lisa's father do? What do you do? Do you have a family? Max, is 1 uncle a farmer?
Yes, he is. He has a small farm.
What does he grow?
Corn. All the farmers grow corn.
He grows beans, too.
Soybeans?
Yes.
Does he have animals?
Oh, yes.
Do you like animals?
I like some animals. I like horses.
Can you ride?
Yes, I can.
Max, can you ride?
Of course.
I don't like cows.
Does your uncle have cows?
Yes, he has big cows. He has 200 cows.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. He has 200 cows.
No, he doesn't. He has 50 cows.
No, he doesn't. He has 200 cows.
50?
200.
Children, stop that.
Lisa, did your father have cows?
No, he didn't. He didn't like animals.
He liked corn and beans.
That's right.
Did he like horses?
No, he only liked corn and soybeans.
You have a very big house, Meg. Do you like your house?
It's old, but I like it.
I like Uncle Gene's house. It's new.
Our home is wonderful.
Our home is wonderful, but Uncle Gene's is new.
Et voilà pour cette deuxième partie de la 18e leçon d'anglais English USA. Vous avez appris à répondre à de simples questions concernant votre famille. Do you have a family? Are you married? Do you have children? Exercez-vous en famille et avec vos amis. C'est tout pour aujourd'hui. Ne manquez pas de nous retrouver la semaine prochaine. Until then, goodbye and thank you for your time.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique.
VOA Afrique, la radio de tout le monde. It's all about choice, yeah. Bye.
me why. Why I dey love you like this? Them talk say me I just dey waste my time. If I make you the mother of my kids, yeah. You know I love you, girl. You know I dey battle you, girl. They ask me why I dey love you like this again. I say you are my sweetness, aye, and I go make you my princess. God now my witness, that's why I just dey tell you, say my love. Remember I tell you, say they make my heart.
Chacun VOA Afrique.
Yeah.
Restez branchés sur le monde avec VOA Afrique.
When you hiss and preach about your new messiah, 'cause your theories catch fire. I can't find your silver lining. I don't mean to judge, but when you read your speech, it's tiring. Enough is enough. Collide. I'm gonna drown you out before I lose my mind.